It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Our conversation about military spouses and the support systems that help them cope with long periods of isolation prompted this email from Jane Stone. I've had family members serving in Iraq. I've known they faced major challenges and thought of them many times per day. Nevertheless, I never knew what to say or how I could help them from a distance, so I didn't communicate much. Thus, they probably thought I didn't care about them, and nothing could be further from the truth. Having heard this program, I intend to write an apology. We owe our wholehearted support and thanks to those who've served during this period. And Michael Sloan in Tucson wanted to remind us that those who wish to help the families of the deployed should consider contacting the local VFW post, that's the Veterans of Foreign Wars. We have some in Tucson, he wrote, who do some tremendous work for the families of deployed soldiers, and it's all run by volunteers. One program is called Operation Junior Heroes. It lets the children of soldiers who are about to deploy go through a mock deployment so they know what their parent will be going through. Finally, many of you wrote with your memories of reading Gone with the Wind, published 75 years ago now, and what that novel taught you about the South. Marty Peters in Kalamazoo was struck by the way the story was told from the Southern point of view. She wrote, "Growing up in the North, our history of that time was told differently. I remember being very surprised that their perspective was different, naive, but true." However, Richard Jones in Florida echoed the sentiments of some of our listeners when he sent this comment. "I was outraged listening after caller fawned about what amounts to a reprehensible love letter to slavery. The fact that you didn't have a minority perspective on the show smacks of the short-sightedness of white privilege. Slavery was an evil institution, and the Old South should not be celebrated for it." If you have a correction or a question or heard something that irked you, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can get the latest on this program at TOTN. You can also follow me there at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Kenya Young, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Bill Plummer, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, more and more adoptions cross racial lines, and there's disagreement over what's best for the kids. We'll talk about colorblind parenting and transracial adoption tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.